Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Krauss. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Dalid. The Gemara in the sugyas of these bunch of dafim from Daf Beis till Daf Zayin is busy trying to be mefarish, to interpret the Losh in the Mishnah, HaKoyel Shoichtin Shchitos and Tshero. HaKoyel sounds like everybody, Shchitos and Tshero, B'dievet. Chutz Cher Shoichtin V'Kotten is not good. L'Choyer, for technical reasons. Shem Yekalkul Shchitosin, but everybody else is good, if there's no problem. Everybody else's Shchita is accepted, if there's no technical problem, of the Shchita itself being good. There's no problem inside the who's Shechting. And then the Mishnah says, V'kulon Sheshachtu V'acherin Reynoison. So how does this all fit together? Who can Shecht? Who can't Shecht? Who's the Lechatchila? Who's the B'dievet? The Gemara goes through different versions of being Mefarish in the Mishnah. And the three categories that we have to define, categorize, and discuss the different halachas of is what comes out of the Gemara's discussions, the maskonis of A, katan, B, shchitas goy, and three, shchitas mumer, which is discussed all in the sugis in front of us, Be'ez Hashem. So let's start with Tosfos and Dav Gimel Amud Beis. That's really the opening shot in the next few dafrim. Dav Gimel, Dav Dal, Dav Hey. Tosfos on Dav Gimel Amud Beis says that, in the Rosh as well, in Simon Hey, that a goy, Tosfos over there is discussing Divya Masku Kosovar in the context of Kutim. Kutim is a discussion whether Geri Aroy is saying, whether Geri Em is saying, whether they consider Goyim, whether they consider Yidin, that only later on was given to them the halachic status of Goyim because they were Yotzo, Michlal, Mitzvah observance. And the Tosfos says, Behemshech, that if they're Geri Aroy, if they're Goyim, then Shchitosim Psula. Why is a Goy possible on Shchita? Goy can't Shech. What's the problem? Tosfos brings the Pasuk, V'zavachto, Mashat, Zavach, Ato Oichel, a goy cannot shecht. Why? Because the Torah says v'chalta v'zavachta. The Torah puts zvicha as not just an act to be performed, but the chalois, the matir, the process of shchita, is in tandem in the pasuk with v'chalta. Misha oichel, the one who shayich te'achilas kosher, that's who can shecht. Not is not, and that's why a goy who's not mitzuva in eating the veil satrefis does not have the din of shchita. Tosfos adds, which is an important point that we're going to have to delve into, v'oichel neveilois lahachis. Oichel neveilois lahachis is somebody who is an oichel neveilois, not letei oven, if somebody is a baltaiva, that does not change his halachic status. Somebody who is oichel neveilois lahachis is the pshat, he's thrown off of himself the oil, at least legabe mitzvus nevelo. We'll have to see about mumer lahachis l'chol ater kula, mumer lahachis l'dover echod, mumer l'teoven b'chol ater kula, and so on and so forth. Now, we have the Tais and the Rosh, that their shita is that the reason why a goy's shita is not kosher is because the puzzle that talks about shita clearly is mafkir v'achalt of zavach to mishayni shaykh l'achila, is not shaykh l'zvika. A kasha that comes up is, what about cotton? A cotton is also not mitzvah in mitzvahs. A cotton is potter mikola terikulo. You'll tell me a cotton, was hey, the cotton of course is mekayim teru. He's mekayim teru either because of chinuch, his father's chiv is to train him. We have mefurish a sugya that equates goy and cotton legabi the same type of thing. Which sugya? A sugya in gitin mem heyom in beis. The sugya says over there that a chashu, cotton, chereshoit of the cotton, cannot write sifre teres tefillah mezuzas. Tosfos there has a discussion about tzitzis. We'll leave that aside. But enough for our purposes to discuss stam. Ksiva stam, sefer teres, mezuzah, and tefillin is poslai de cotton. Why? Because since he's not bak shiro, he's not mechuyev to wear tefillin. So Mamela, if he's not mechuyev to wear tefillin, if he's not bechlal ukshartem, he's not bechlal uksaftem. L'choyre, this is the same model as v'chalto v'zavachta. Somebody who's mitzvah in a kilo is also mitzvah, or at least part of the pasha of zvicha. Why is there a difference between the sugya of stam and the sugya of shchita? Comes along the Levush, in the beginning of Hilcha Shchita, Simen Aleph, Sivkotn Hei, and he says like this, he says, very bekitzer, the kotn lav bar zvicha, again, the same idea, the same way, he's lav bar kshiro, he's lav bar zvicha, he's not mukuyiv, as far as Achila is concerned. Umoyel oimid al gabov, hare, the sugi mayal says that a kotn is choshu, that when he's going to shecht, he's not relied on, they did the Maaser Shchita properly. That means the only time we're going to rely on him is only if somebody was Eimin al-Gabov. If somebody was Eimin al-Gabov, made sure that he did the technical, at least he did the Maaser Shchita properly. So that Moyel al-Gabov helps to take care of the problem of Kotn Lav Bazvika. Comes along the Shach, and some Kotn Chav Zayin, and the Shach screams, Gewalt! What does one have to do with the other? There's two different issues that clearly discussed in the Mishnah and the Gemara. One is, who's relied on to do the act of Shchita properly? To not passel the Shchita, to not shecht in a way that has any of the psulim of Shehiyah and Agrom and all the other psulim of Shkita that will be discussed in Yetzer Hashem later on in the second parak. Who is relied on in terms of technical Hilchus Shkita? That's one shmuz. And in that, a Chayyah Shaita Vekadon is not Samech, so you need a Mashgiach. Like anything else, would you rely on a guy in the factory? No, you have a Mashgiach Tmidi watching him. What does it make a difference that the fact is that the workers in the factory that are pickling the pickles are Filipinos or Mexicans? The point is, there's a Mashgiach Tmidi that's around. The pickles don't become kosher when a Yid pickles them. But you do need somebody to make sure. So obviously you need somebody to make sure that the Maaser Shchita is kosher. But there's a more existential shaila, which is what we're dealing with. Whose Maaser Shchita is a Maaser Shchita? Who has the koyach? Who's given the parash of Shchita that his Maaser is Mater Meva? A goy not. A cotton also not, the Levush is saying. And that, the Levush is saying, is taken care of by Oymin al-Gabov. Oymin al-Gabov is a form of shlichus, of anything, if you want to say more lomdish. It's not just a mashkiach tmidi, but Oymin al-Gabov could function as a form of a shliach that you're doing for him. For instance, a goy, let's say we have by Ksiva's get, where a goy does not help Oymin al-Gabov. Why? Because the get has to be written l'shmo. The goy does not write l'shmo, even if the Yisrael is Oymin al-Gabov. A Yisrael who has another Yisrael, Oymin al-Gabov, there he can write. But that's because he's Yisrael. If a cotton is doimed to a goy that is lav bazvicha, the Oymin al-Gabov is not going to help. This levush is a major problem. We'll get back to it in Mitzvah Hashem. If there's any suggestion that we can to lessen the severity of the kasha of the shach. But the shach says that clearly you have to say there's a fundamental difference between cotton and between goy. A goy is lav bazvicha be'etzem. A cotton is bar zvicha. Why? Because he's shaykh ta'chila. A cotton is shaykh to the parsha of the Isser of Macholos Asurois. And really shaykh to zvicha. But that's the problem, is a technical problem. Shem, you calculate, and that you fix up by having an Eimin al-Gabov. What does the shaykh mean? L'chor a cotton. L'chor a cotton is not mechuyiv in mitzvahs. He's potter mikol ha'tekula. Certainly not a baroinchim. So the Prima Godim on the shaykh explains that what's mentioned in the sugya, the end of Yevamos, other places in Shas, is what's called an Issur Svia. A godol is not allowed to feed to a cotton. Discussion. His own child, somebody else's child, is not allowed to feed to a cotton, nevelois. Which means that a cotton, be'etzim v'shaych, he might not have his own tzivui, but he's part of being careful about macholos asurois, because there's an Issur on a godol feeding the cotton, to be misafihim machol sasuris. Says the Prima Godim, Mashenke, you're talking about stam, a cotton is not mechuyiv in tefillin, period. It's not mechuyiv to put a mezuzah, period. It's not mechuyiv to write a sefer Torah, period. So now there's nothing there that renders him a bar kshira. If there's nothing there that renders him a bar kshira, so he's not a bar ksiva. The parsha of a godel being mitzuvah not to give a cotton neveilos is enough to define a cotton as bechlal achilo to render him a bar zvicha. Why not say that at least when the child is the age of chinuch, lemaisa, an 11-year-old child, let's say he has his own house, he's living in his own house. He's mechuyiv al chinuch, let's say a cotton, I don't know any father who would do this, but let's say a cotton is living in his own house where the father is not there, the father would be mechuyev to make sure the son puts up mezuzahs. Father is mechuyev mechinuch. So if svia is the responsibility of the godel for the cotton's spiritual welfare, even though the cotton has no personal obligations, but the godel is mechuyev on the cotton's well-being, and that renders him a barachilo, to be zoyer nevelus, who trains him, because of that he's a barzvicho, then by stam, by ksiva, we could say the same thing. An 11-year, 10-year-old child, well, what about a child a month before his bar mitzvah? And we know, by the way, we're makbid on anything that's neged to ksivas, kshiras tefillin. We're not only makbid begil bar mitzvah, kibeg has a famous discussion in tshuva, where even a boy after his bar mitzvah should not tighten the knot of his tefillin, or not blacken. It's an important halacha l'maisa. The bochum become bar mitzvah, and they're always looking out for little nicks in the black on the straps, on the ritzus of the tefillin. A boy who's right after his bar mitzvah should not write. Why? Because it's not clear whether a boy who's 13 is batuach that he was maybe shtei simonim. Bar mitzvah age, shonim is not enough to render a halacha godel. He also needs simonim, Cyrus. The halacha is, Reb Kivega delineates in halacha, that legabi dinim derabbanu was serving in the age of bar mitzvah, which is why a bar mitzvah boy can daven for the almond kid lane, because all these are derabbanu. If you're talking about Parashat Amolek, if you're talking about the week before Purim, a bar mitzvah boy does not lane Parashat Zohar, for the very simple reason that we're not for sure that he was maybe simonim. Dinim deraisa were machmir until you have a chazok deram, until you know for sure that he has simon. Din derabban, we rely on a chazok derabo that when he's age of 13, that he's a bar mitzvah. The famous stipler was makbid. Bar mitzvah boy shouldn't bench the night of the bar mitzvah, because he had one shit in Rishonim, a ritva, I think, where bar mitzvah, even age, has to do with a me'es leis, when the child was born. If a bar mitzvah boy was born 13 years ago, at 8:30 in the morning, the night before that, 9:30 benching time, he's not yet a godel. If you go with Shonim, that's as an aside. Getting back to our point, why not say that berega that we're mechanic boys to put on tefillin a month before a bar mitzvah? Why not say that he's a makshir? There's no such halacha. Chinuch. If the godel is mechuyev to be mechanic the cotton, that's the same thing as svia. This is the kasha of the night view. What's the difference between svia and between chinuch? By the way, we might add, you know, we're talking about cotton, because that's the usual case. What about shoyt and echer? Shoyt and echer, there's no chiv chinuch. Why are they not bar zvicha? Why don't we say that if there's no, there might be by shoyt, there might be svia, but do we use chinuch as a dogma? Also another kasha. That sphere, what we mentioned, Lagami Machal Sus, on the Derabona. Here we're talking about being Matin available Deraisa, because he's a Bazvicha. You're going to use the criteria of him having an Issa, or the responsibility of the God, not to feed him Nevelus or Trefers, to define them in Deraisa, Shkit is a Shkit. It's not going to work. Another Kasha is that Chinuch could be Derabona. The Nevi wants to suggest that Chaymas Chinuch will make him a Bazvicha. Chinuch is a Pashtus. The Chiv of Chinuch to be Mechanach children is only Derabbanan. Comes along the Achiezer of Chaim Oizer, and Reb Chaim Oizer explains that Svia is not a separate issue of Chinuch. Svia is not within the realm. There's Chinuch B'cholatar Kula. Child is Mechuyiv incumbent on parents to raise children, to be Erlich Eden, to be Medaktik B'Kal B'Chamur, that by the time the child is 13 or a girl is 12, they are fully capable of keeping every halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Svia seems to have a life of its own. That's the way it seems from the sugya in Yevamos, that's the way it seems from the Rishonim. And the pshat in that is, explains Reb Chaim Oizer, is that Svia is just an illustration of that the point of Machol's Asuris, or at least the underline in the Machol's Asuris, is not whether you did a Maisa Isser or Maisa Mitzvah. It could be that a cotton has no chiyuvim for himself independently of doing mitzvahs and avoiding averis. And it could be that parents' chinuch is only an emtsoi, it's a derabonon, to make sure that the child is prepared, when he hits the age of responsibility, to be mekayim to every mitzvah. You can't take a child who's a Mechal Shabbos and Isa called Dava Asa Shabbat Torah and turn him into a yeshiva bacher at the age of 13 and a day. That's a lifetime. You have to start when the child is born. Famous Maisa. Parents came to the Rebbe with a newborn child. What's the hour? Chavis Chinuch? He said, you're too late. Chavis Chinuch started 9 months ago when the child was in utero. Chinuch is a lifetime of work to prepare a child for a life of Kedusha, a life of Torah and Mitzvahs. So what are you going to do? The parents are mechuyev, the parents are not mechuyev. The parents are mechuyev to make sure that the child is mukshar, is ro'ui, to be mekayim, to live a life of Torah mitzvahs when he's bar mitzvah. That does not take a not mechuyev and turn him into a bar achila, a bar zvicha. Svia, however, is something else. Macholus asuris, the pshat is, when a person eats, nothing to do with level of responsibility, it will have an effect, what we call timtum halev. A person eats macholus asuris, it will have a spiritual effect on him, ligriusa. That effect is true for an 11-year-old child. He might not be doing a maisa avera, but the timtum halev, the macholus asuris, is as bad, as spiritually pollutant for him as it is for a godless, for a 20. There's no difference between a 20-year-old yeshiva bacher, a 30-year-old kollel member, or a 10-year-old child. Macholus asuris will destroy a person's capacity for ruchnius. So what the Torah is saying, or Chazal is saying with Svi, is that Gedolim have to make sure not to destroy, not to pollute Jewish children. In that sense, the Gabi Achilas Nevelis Utrefis, a Yiddish kind, a Jewish child who's 10, is a bar achila because he's susceptible, he's shaykh to the same parsha of avoiding macholus asuris. He might not have the prerogative or the responsibility of a maisa mitzvah or a maisa avera. That's true, that's not by a cotton. But a cotton is shaykh to the world of macholus asuris and positive effect of macholus ksheirois, the same way God is shaykh. So Meli, he's part of that. Rebbe Chanan expresses, Rebbe Chanan Chavis Oris and Simon Memhei, I think, expresses the same idea. He says that Lagabi Shkita, besides for the Maisa Vera of eating Nevela, there's also Tumma. We're going to learn from Yitzhak Shem Behemshif that Nevela is also Metame in a way that that any other meat is not Metame. Kosher means not Metame. Nevela has Tumas Magomasa. Beyond the dinim that imposes of Trumas and Maisris and Kotchim and so on, but that what that also says is that Nevela is a reality. It's not just a Maisaveri that he's not allowed to do. There's a Mitzius Ruchni that's created by coming into contact with Nevela. Kotn is shy for that. Vaharai, if a Kotn touches Nevela, he also becomes Tomei. The same way a Godel who touches Nevela then touches Truma, you have to burn that Truma, the same is true by a Kotn. What does this have to do with Stam? So, of course, by Stam has to do with the Maisa Mitzvah. Stam is the Pshat, you're Mechuyiv to perform that Mitzvah, you're Shayich to the creation of that Mitzvah object, of that Chepta the Mitzvah. So, Mele, if you're not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, you're not Shayich to creating that item. So, that's an explanation, according to the Shach, of why a Kotna is Kosher L'Shchita, because he's Shayich to Shchita. There's a kasha, there's a gewaltig kasha that doesn't have a clear tshuva. There's a Ramon or a Chaim, Kufnun Tes Yud Alef, that brings a shita that a cotton poches me ben sheish, the halachs over there negate to Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim, it's not enough to have water in a cup to pour it over your hands. You need that the water should be poured over the hands by a maisa odom. So, Lamashal, let's say a maisa koif. A monkey comes, a trained monkey comes along, you train a monkey as your personal valet, and he pours the cup of water over your hands, that's not Netilas Yadayim, it has to be a Maisa Odom. There's a Yesh Oimrim, the Ramah brings, again, in Arachayim Kufnun Tes Sif Yud Alef, that a cotton that's Pachs Ben Shesh, since Pachs Ben Shesh we say it's not a Maisa, Bechlal, a small child is like a Shaita that his Maisa is not a Maisa, the pouring the water over the hands of a Godel is not considered a Maisa Netilas. That if you say that the Maisa L'Choyro, what the Shulchan Aruch the Shita is saying is that a child that's above the age of 6, existentially, his Maisa is a Maisa because he has das to do a Maisa. No, he's not Mechuyiv, he's not a Bar Tzivu, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Not on Mitzvah, not on Averi, not on Kiyonah. We'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem how to break that down. But that's the way to delineate it. Less than Sheish is not a Maisa at all. Less than 6 years old is not a Maisa at all. 6 and above is a Maisa. that does not have a halachic status of creating mechayiv and so on. So we said that if he's above six, his ma'aser shchita is a ma'aser shchita, and he's b'shayach to bar achila because he's shayach to the pasha machol zasuris. But if he's less than six, l'chor is ma'aser not a ma'aser. So why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down a shayimim in hilchah shchita that a child who's below the age of six, if he's shayach to shchita, is not a shchita? Kivegas kasha. The kasha is a devastatingly hard question. It could be, maybe, that l'gam n'til sedayim, a child that's five, could pour water over his own hands. So he could, maybe he could pour water over your hands, and Shulchan Aruch has to speak out that that's not a ma'isa. Could be l'gam n'shchita. It's such a milsud l'shchita that a 4 or 5 year old child should be able to shech that doesn't have to be brought. Maybe that's the teretz. Maybe that loch is really the same thing as an n'til sedayim, but not. If there's a chilik between shchita and n'til sedayim, that needs work, what exactly that chilik would be. To define a little bit better for ourselves, what is the gedder of a katan? We're saying that a ma'isa of a katan, at least if he's six and older, is a ma'isa, but it does not have a halakhic status. He can't buy, he can't sell. His nedarim aren't nedarim. His nesina isn't a nesina. His making mitzvah objects is not making mitzvah objects. Does he have das? Does he not have das? We say that a chereshayt of a cotton, if he's below the age of 13, does not have das. And by the way, that needs hesber. Many people are bewildered by the musik. Isn't das subjective? Wouldn't you say that the Vilna Goyin at the age of 10 had more das than the average citizen when he's 30? If it's brought down that the Goyin at the age of 9 already finished Shas and Poiskim, and was already delving many hours a day into Kabbalah, it would stand to reason that his level of das, of bina, was higher at the age of 9 than most people at the age of 99. So wouldn't that tell us that he should be a bar das? How do we say that every child is a lav bar das? So shreita, I understand. Shreita means he's acting in a way that shows clearly that he's not in control, he doesn't have a normal thought process. His thought process at least can't control his behavior in a normal way. But what do we do with a cotton? So it's clear, we could expound on this and bring rayas, but it's clear just as a definition that the gedder of a katan is that his ma'isa is a ma'isa. The Torah removed from a child until he's fully developed responsibility. Meaning, say, what we call, the way we define a ma'isa and a chalois. Ma'isa means the act is considered an act halakhically. Chalois means it cannot create any new halakhic status. Creating a mitzvah object, shchita, has to create a heter, has to create a status of a mitzvah object. So there, he would have a problem. The reason why he's shaykh to shchita is because shchita has a physical component, that there's a ma'isa of the animal didn't die by itself. We'll get back to some mitzvah shom legabe goy. What we said legabe pochus mimen sheish is that a child who's less than the age of 6, his ma'isa does not halachically have the definition of an act at all. If he's above the age of 6, then that act is an act. It will not render anything, or it will not create any new halakhic status. Open up the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says over there, legabe koton, that a koton be'etzem his ma'isim ha'ma'isim, rachmono chas olov. It sounds like it's only a p'tur. The Torah had rachmonos on him, the Torah didn't hold him responsible. Similar to the musik of a minority, of a juvenile, in today's criminal world, where he's definitely in full capacity, definitely has the ability to think and to make a decision, but we don't hold him fully responsible. Atayu chosalo, rakmona chosalo. Mitzad sheni, it's clear that a katan is zeni mitzuvah. Zeni mitzuvah, why you see it's all over Shas. Right, this discussion that we just had is about the fact that a katan is not mitzuvah until the age of 13, till he's bar mitzvah. So the gedder dover is like we just said, his ma'isa is a ma'isa. The halachic status of that ma'isa is not strong enough to create some type of new din. Where this is expressed in Bava Kama Zav Tzadik Chesem and Aleph, it's also brought in Eruchayim Shin Mem Gimel, that a child's ma'isa, let's say a child burns, and one brings over there a story where a child, Ravashi, by accident was mazik bekatnusoy. So the Gemara says that, of course, he's potter. Child doesn't ma'isa mazik bekatnusoy. He's not mechuyif. Lotzeis l'dei shamayim. When he's a godly, he should make good on the damage. What's the pshat? The pshat is because his ma'isa of damage was a ma'isa of damage. The pshat was only that that did not create any din. Losses of Shemayim means that when you do a ma'aseh that's wrong, that leaves a stain in your neshama. It's not just that creates, imposes dinim. Person throws a rock through somebody else's window, that imposes on him a chiyuv that is chayiv for the window. That chiyuv will not be chal yidei ma'aseh kodem, because the ma'aseh kodem does not create any chiyuv, in the same way it does not create any mitzvah objects. But l'ma'aseh, he did a ma'aseh aveira, that left an indelible stain on his neshama. He did a ma'aseh aveira. Lots of sidei shemayim, he should absolve himself of that stain of that ma'aseh aveira that he did. That a kotn is yes shayach too, and that's the gemara over there, Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Ches. We left over the shver levush that we discussed in the beginning of Hashem. Yitzhak Hashem will try to touch on that in one of the next year, Benegea, the dinim of goy l'shkita. Meanwhile, we only discussed in a more thorough way the dinim of kotn l'shkita.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.